World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
I'm breathing easier today. Is it okay for me to say that? I breathe easier today. I really haven't even said much to my wife about it because I just didn't want to burden her. Truth is, folks, I would go to bed every night and I'd get up every morning wondering if there was going to be a black limousine sitting out in front of my house. Never failed. Every night I went to bed, every morning when I got up. I wouldn't have been shocked at all in my life to have seen a pre-dawn raid, because I've come to realize over the last, 5 years, maybe even a little bit longer than that, that the justice system, the legal system has been weaponized particularly against Christians.
Amen.
You know, the Bible tells us that we're the salt of the earth. We're the salt of the earth. There's no doubt in my mind, as we look back over this, as history begins to really unveil and reveal everything that's going on, that there has been a demonic assault on truth tellers in America. There's no other way to explain that. What was it that let loose last night? 1,500 people released from jail. You know what a kangaroo court it was? Yeah, Bill Dunphy was. I spoke to Connie yesterday afternoon. She was on her way to getting. Yes, he's released. Yes, we have that list. Yes, he was released. But I feel a lot like maybe it was at the end of Watergate or whenever it was. America's long nightmare is over. But friends, it isn't over. Our nightmare is not over. Our nightmare is just kind of really being revealed. And I didn't sit around yesterday. I watched quite a bit of the inauguration. It was all just, you know, it's all pomp and circumstance and stupid stuff till Trump really got after it at the end. And he really, really got after it. And, you know, those of us who've, it's been, come on now. It's been difficult time, hasn't it? To try to figure who to trust and who not to trust and who's on your side and who's not on your side. And Gene Schroeder, I see you. Thanks for the check, Gene. I want you to know that I appreciate that check you sent me, brother. Thank you. And it's been hard to tell who's good guys, who's bad guys. Sometimes the good guys don't wear white, you know, so we just haven't known, have we? And what we saw yesterday is what Abraham Lincoln said at Gettysburg, a new birth of freedom, if we can take advantage of it. We have the hammer now. What are we going to do with it? Anybody else out there? Jeff Klein, I know, has anybody else been going to bed at night for 4 years wondering if they're going to come and knock on your door next? Because listen, I didn't do anything wrong. I haven't done anything wrong. I haven't broken any law. Everything that we've done in accordance to what the Constitution says you could do, the right to peaceably assemble, to petition your government for redress of grievances. I don't care what rhetoric I might use. I'm not responsible for somebody does something stupid with it. I'm not responsible for that. Bill Dunphy stand out there and preach the gospel, say we got to take our government back. He's not responsible for what some fool would go do. Yeah, we watch the weaponization of the justice system with, dare I say it, the silence of the American church. I can't believe I got a text message yesterday. My wife and I got a text message. My wife got a text message from a person yesterday, someone we know. And you know what the text message said? I didn't know Bill Dunphy was in jail. And I just kind of went, what? You know he's in jail? Shows you the ineffectiveness of the church, does it not? Can I tell you what happened? The church has been mesmerized by the government. mesmerized by the government. Gene and Jeff, I'll get to you in a second. Yes, the church has been mesmerized. Bill Dunphy will, I don't know if he's home yet, Pastor Bill, I hope you are. Probably not. Connie probably went and went to a hotel, I would imagine. What the devil meant for bad, God meant for good. And Bill Dunphy's going to arise and shine to the glory of God. Stuart Rhodes is out. Stuart Rhodes. I had this somewhere. I've been at, oh my goodness, I got so much stuff to show you. New York Times Archive. Is that what it is? No, that wouldn't be it. I'm looking. Sweeping clemency. Sweeping clemency is what the New York Times calls it today. As if those guys deserve to be in church or deserve to be in jail, deserve to have their lives ruined. As if they deserved it. What a time, folks. The question before us today is, what are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with it? I'm Googling here. Goodbye, all. No, what is that? No, that's not it. I had a list of all the people that were released. I can't find it. 1,500 people showed up, arrested, lives destroyed. The silence of the church. I didn't know Bill Dunphy was in jail. I'm proud of Ray LeBlanc and his group down there helping Cowboy Day this morning. Life goes on, doesn't it? Life goes on. Yeah, Jack, have we learned anything? Have we really, really learned anything? Do you see how they played us like fools over COVID? Did you see that? They played us like fools. Going to try to play us like fools again. Trying to make sure you obey the government. Do what the government tells you to do. Pastors and church leaders telling you to obey the government. That Romans 13 tells you to obey the government. Have you looked and seen the leftists whining and moaning and griping today that the J6ers were released? Oh, they didn't care about BLM and all the crap BLM did. No. But when they came knocking on their door, when God-fearing men and women came knocking on their door, what a bunch of scumbags. Yeah, there I said it. Bunch of scumbags. Elected officials. Government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Give me a break. I asked somebody last night. I wonder how long they've been cheating in elections. Do you believe that Americans are really voting for that wicked Democrat Party? Do you really believe that they are, folks? I don't believe they are. I believe it's been controlled far more than what we can even understand. And I believe Donald Trump's victory in the last election was so massive, we'll never ever know what it was. We'll never know what it was.
Boom.
That's the way I see it. We're not in the minority. They just want us to believe we are. Devil's a liar. I'm going to open it up here, man. I got a couple other things to say. Say what you want. Donald Trump is one tough SOB, isn't he? That's one tough SOB. Say what you want about him, whether you like him or whether you don't like him or whether you think he's part. He stood up and said, I'm writing an executive order. There are two genders in America. We can't even get pastors to say that. Then pastors don't want to support him because, my goodness, he had sex. He was a sex maniac, and he was out screwing women. Straighter than that, swallowing a camel. Here's the good news. You looking at me? Can I use a sort of cuss word? Is it okay? Can I use a football term? Is it okay? Can I use a football term? I don't care if you don't watch anymore. They lost. Or, as we used to say in football, when we got beat. Are you ready? They got their asses handed to them. That's what we used to say when we got beat. Boy, they got their asses handed to them. They got their asses handed to them, didn't they? Huh? Huh? Now, what are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with it? How about, let's start with, pull it up for me if you could, number two, Spencer. How about the revoke clearances of 51 security clearances, 51 spies who lied? Spies who lied. Let me ask you something. Is what Bill Dunphy did worse than 51 spies that lied?
Boom.
Huh? Huh? Come on. Come on. By the way, go down through the list. Scroll them down, Spencer. They're all there. 51 of them who lied, who lied, who lied and said that the laptop was disinformation. They're Clapper, Ben. Look at them. Look at them. Are they going to go to jail? See, I don't want vengeance. I want justice. Those bastards locked up my buddy, Bill Dunphy. Destroyed his life. Those bastards right there. Just, I don't know if you know this or not. For the first time in 4 years, I feel like I can say whatever the hell I want to say behind this microphone today.
Boom.
Huh? Traitors. Those people right there are traitors. You understand, friends? Do you really understand? Or are we too Christian to do anything about it? Are we too Christian? I think we're probably too Christian. Pull up number seven. I'm going to open it up here. I promise. I know you guys got something you want to say too. Trump pardons 80 Ohioans. You guys know that? Scroll down. Scroll down. By the way, hang on a minute. Did you guys, I didn't watch all of it. I was watching the Buckeyes game. Did you see Donald Trump sitting in the White House and hold an impromptu press conference, answering questions as he's signing? When would Joe Biden, could Joe Biden have done that? How many people knew Joe Biden could never do that and never said anything about it? So we ought to go back and find out all of those who knew he had dementia and bring them up on charges. Because they're accessories. They knew it. Nancy Pelosi, let's drag her wrinkled old behind in there. Let her hang from a tree. I feel like I could say that today. Just scroll down because you don't hear it. Bill Dunphy's been in jail? What? Bill Dunphy's been in jail? Here they are. Now I'm going to go look at them. Look at them. Here they are. Ayers, Billingsley, Burris, Faulkner, Troy Faulkner, Luke Faulkner, Timothy Hart, Benjamin Heffelfinger, Matthew Hungerford, James. Hey, they're letting Stuart Rhodes out. Huh? Look at them. 80 of them. 80 of them locked in jail. Well, the church goes in, waves flags, dances around, never even mentions their brother. Doesn't the Bible say remember those who are in jail and incarcerated? Doesn't the Bible say that? Doesn't the Bible say that? I believe it does.
Looks like Mountain Man's out.
Mountain Man's out?
Looks that way, yep.
Awesome, man. Dunphy's out. They were supposed to all get out last night, right? Huh? Look. Young folks, do you understand what's happened to us in the last 4 years? You have any idea? Let me pull something else up, huh? Let me pull you something else up. Stuart Rhodes, pull that. That's number four extended. Pull that up there, if you will. Yeah, they're all pissed off that Stuart Rhodes is out. Trump grants sweeping clemency to all. Boy, are they ever pissed off, man. You know why? Because these guys are now loose to go organize others. They are so, oh my goodness. You don't think these boys are going to want some fight back, huh? There it are. There they are. Oh, the New York Times hates them. Oh, they hate them. Why? Because the New York Times is the arm of the Democrat. It's the arm of the new what do they call that? The, you know what it is, right? Huh? Let me pull another one up. Go to number nine. I got, it's all over me today. Bear with me, okay? Schiff. Okay. First of all, my opinion only, this guy ought to hang. This guy ought to hang. He's one of them who talked about the disinformation. He's one of them. Now he calls Trump's J6 pardons a grotesque display of power. What the hell does he think has been going on for 4 years? What does he think has been going on for 4 years? You have any idea how many lives this guy destroyed?
Boom.
You don't care.
Boom.
You don't care. Huh? Tom's pastor of pain says his neck wouldn't hold him up. That's probably true. That's probably true. Folks, let me give you another one. I'm throwing it out to you today. Do what you want to with, huh? How about Joe Biden pardoning half of Washington, D.C. on his way out? Did you know this? Did you know they don't think that's legal? That you can't pardon somebody before they've been charged? You can't do that. But just in case, pull up number eight. Pull up number eight. Supreme Court ruling, accepting a pardon is an admission of guilt.
Boom.
Now I'm going to give you another one here. You ready? So all those people that pardoned, they've been pardoned of federal crimes. I wonder if they've been pardoned of state crimes. Oh, yeah. That disinformation they came down here. Anthony Fauci came down there and convinced all of the Ohioans that they had to take a shot. There has to be some state law involved with this. Why? Anthony Fauci can sit in Lucasville prison just as easily as he can sit in a gulag in D.C. Oh, my goodness. Vengeance is mine, the Lord says. Well, we're going to help execute that vengeance. Joe Biden. Okay, scroll down. President, right there. Back up. Presidential pardon does not take effect unless the suspect accepts it. That's according to a little-known 1915 ruling for the Supreme Court. That's why, God bless Bill Dunphy, those guys who didn't want to plead. They didn't want to plead. You understand that plea bargaining is forcing you to admit to something you didn't do. You understand that? That's the most complete violation of your civil rights. 1915 ruling for the Supreme Court, once accepted, the pardon serves as an imputation of guilt. Hey, Tim Tubra, huh? What was imputed to us? Righteousness was imputed to us by Jesus, right? Look at this. Accepting a commutation is a what? Imputation of guilt. Or what's more commonly known as an admission. Wow, huh? Because accepting the pardon is essential to its validity, I'm demanding the Biden family, Dr. Fauci, Mark Milley, the members of the J6 committee, and everyone else Biden unsurprisingly pardoned, declare their acceptance of the pardon publicly, because according to the Supreme Court, it would also serve as a declaration of guilt. Folks, when they admit they did that, now those crimes come down to the local level and down into the state level. You have not only constitutional rights, you have individual rights, you have state rights. You understand that? Huh? Are we gonna play for keeps? Oh, these scumbag senators, mission of guilt. What am I looking at?
And they can come after him civilly too.
They come after him civilly, huh? Bill Dunphy ought to be a multi-millionaire. I'm going to open it up here in a second. But before I do, go to number six for me. I wanted to do this at the top, and I forgot about it. My old buddy Dave Klontz passed away this last weekend. Doesn't mean anything to you. Means the world to me. I look back over my coaching career. There's two men that influenced me more than I can ever tell you. Coach Norm Emmett's, Coach E. And Dave Klontz. When I became the head football coach at Heath High School in 1981, Dave Klontz was there. He'd been at Heath for like 50 years as their baseball coach. And loved the Lord. He was telling me about the Lord before I even knew who the Lord was. And he was a rare guy. I went and saw him in the hospital 2 weeks ago. I think it was 2 weeks ago. He had this what's that called, huh? Doesn't matter. Blood disorder. Something. Dysentery, thank you. He was in there and I spoke to him. I joked with him. I said, hey, Dave, you got no business dying on me without me getting a chance to say goodbye. He was jovial and laying in the hospital and they sent him home. And the sepsis, thank you, honey. Sepsis. Michelle's yelling at me. Sepsis. They sent him home and then began to have some other issues, bringing back in his liver. His liver was destroyed. He passed away yesterday. The day the Buckeyes won the national championship and the day that President Trump's inaugurated. And I can never thank Dave Klontz enough. Dave Klontz and Norm Emmett were older men who mentored me as a young coach. And I'll never be able to repay him. I think all of us ought to take it seriously and think about it. Who's impacted your life? Have you told him? Have you told him? Does Dave Klontz have any idea the impact he had on my life to impact yours? I can walk by his casket and he'll be laying in his casket and I can talk to him in his casket. I love Dave Klontz. I miss you, Dave. Come on, Gino.
Yeah, I was just going to hit on something that you've kind of hit on. You know, we was watching how Trump was signing all those executive orders and then still answering questions.
Unbelievable, wasn't it? Huh?
Unbelievable. But I turned it to CNN, and boy, they were telling the American people how dangerous it is that he's letting those J6ers out.
Yeah, right.
It just made me so upset. I was yelling at the TV. I'm sorry.
That's what we're dealing with, though, right, Gino? That's Amen. What we're dealing with. Hey, friends, let me tell you, some of you need to go to your church on Sunday and confront your pastor and ask your pastor why he hasn't been fighting for those. Dave Klontz is in jail. What? I'm sorry, Dave Klontz. Got him. Sorry, Dave. You're not in jail. You're free, brother. Bill Dunphy's in jail. Bill Dunphy's in jail. I'm sorry. I feel really deep today. Several different angles. Kevin, come on in.
I have a hard time. Take
Dave off the screen. God bless Dave. Go ahead.
I have a hard time saying this, but Coach, after I got harassed by the FBI, and I knew that you were on their, screen, I prayed. And the only problem was for the last 4 years, I've had to muzzle myself to quite Amen. A degree.
Amen.
To not speak my mind. Last night, I was at a meeting called the Newton County Freedom Coalition. And I spoke at that and said that my friends were still in jail. And they had not been released. And while we were at that meeting is when Trump was signing those releases. But I'm going to tell you right now, we cannot let off. We cannot stop. We cannot back up. And you're right. We need to go to the churches that we can go to and speak out and stand up. And if we piss them churches off, we piss them off.
No, but you know what?
It's because of the church that this... All of this shit has happened. The churches across this country have let us down, and evil men have crept in unawares, and we became feminized, we became pasteurized, we became homogenized, and we became Jezebel servants. We're not going to be that anymore.
No more. I'm not going to be it. I'm not going to be that. Huh? I ain't going to be that, folks. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, the Bible says. But I'm going to help him execute his vengeance. I'm going to help him do that. I'm going to demand restitution. See, here's the bad thing. You know what restitution means? It means me and you have to rebuild Bill Dunphy's life. So, Coach, the government's going to do that. No, 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 no. No, you got it all wrong. Huh? No, we're the government. So they destroy a guy's life and then send you the bill. Send you the bill.
Boom.
And you can say what you want to, huh? Donald Trump has got more gonads. He said, he, by executive order, said, two genders in America, baby. Two genders.
Amen.
That wasn't Franklin Graham that said that. It wasn't Joel Osteen that said that. That was that God-hating, sex maniac, rich man, Donald John Trump, stood before America and said, two genders, baby. Two genders, baby. He ain't Christian enough for some of y'all. Bobby, come on in.
Coach, I just want to, if I could just have a minute.
Sure.
Listen, how easily we are controlled psychologically and through mass groupthink, right? So there was a study done in the early 60s with a long line, and I'll make it quick, a long line, and this has been repeated many times. The one person didn't know what was going on. The rest of the group did know what was going on, and the guy chose the smallest line because of he was being influenced and pressured by the other people, even though the smallest line was not the the longest line, right? Why did I say that? Because I'm rolling into where I live before the snow the other day, and everybody's got their windshield wipers up. Anybody that has tried that knows that it's completely ineffective. It doesn't do anything, but you're going to do it because the people around you are doing it, right? I got a picture on my wall at work, on my door at work, with one guy cartoon standing in the center, encircled with hundreds of people around him, and he's sitting there with his arms on his hip. All of you are wrong. I said all of that to say this. Over these past years and in recent times in North Carolina and what's going out in L.A., we have seen the enforcers operate on total groupthink. We have seen the submissive people operate on total groupthink. We are completely affected by the smoke and mirrors, the smoke in our churches, and the smoke and mirrors surrounding fake X, which with the smoke was shot out from underneath that supposed rocket the other day that everybody thinks is real, right?
Right, right.
Yeah. So we need to really grapple and come to terms with the fact of how easy it is to control the human mind. And I'm gonna end with this. In Lahaina, when they burnt down Lahaina three years ago by now, the cops, when the people were trying to drive out of the fire, the cops were telling them to turn around and drive back into the fire. Yeah. Most of them did it.
That's
except
true.
For those that had that could think for themselves and wasn't submissive and didn't submit to groupthink, drove out across the countryside to get away and live. Either we're going to start thinking for ourselves, aside and apart from our group pressure, or we're always going to be a submissive, dying population of people easily controlled.
Bobby, I choose to be the salt of the earth. That's what I do. Sometimes they spit it out, and that's fine with me. I'm going to continue to do it. Can I have any idea? I'm not trying to make this about me. Let me know how many pastors are afraid of me. I don't want them to be. But see, they have to choose between telling the truth or making people happy. Sometimes you guys got a wife, can't do that all the time, can you? Sometimes when you tell the truth, it makes your wife mad, right? That's just kind of the way it is. Try to please your kids. Sometimes you can't please your kids. Sometimes you got to tell them the truth, and they don't like it, and they get mad. Hey, sometimes you tell them the truth, and then they don't listen to the show anymore. We got to tell them the truth. Got to tell them the truth. I love you. I hope you'd be my friend, but what's that line? Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. Right, I'm going to tell the truth. I'm going to tell the truth. No, no, no sacred cows. No sacred cows. Not here. Wes, come on in.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Some of my favorite moments from yesterday, other than the Commander-in-Chief ball where Melania came out and she just had so much class and elegance. I really loved that about her. But probably the favorite moment that I had was when Pastor Lorenzo Sewell from Detroit invoked MLK's junior speech. And
For some
reason, that really clicked with me because, someone that was a former gangbanger drug dealer has been so low, and now he has risen to so high, and it just was an example to me of, even God can use the lowest of us to get his
He didn't sugarcoat it, did he, Wes? He didn't sugarcoat it, no.
No, sir.
Got in there, man. Got in there. It's all good. Hey, folks, when are we going to stop sugarcoating it? We're at freaking war. And we still, I won't get into it. Teresa, come on in. Thanks, Wes.
First of all, I'd like to say I'm really sorry for the loss of your friend.
He's in the arms of Jesus right now.
No longer suffering.
Okay. The point is, we're all going that door. We're all going through that door. I love Dave's impact in my life more than I can ever say. Him and Coach Norm. Go ahead.
Okay. Also, what I don't get, you're saying that the Supreme Court says if you accept a pardon, it's an admission of guilt.
All these
J6ers were pardoned, but they weren't guilty of anything. So does that mean they're doing an admission of guilt by accepting the pardon?
No, but it means it's an acceptance of guilt when they plea bargained.
But if it's an acceptance of guilt when you're saying it about the other people, doesn't that also apply to the J6ers?
They were found guilty. Doesn't mean they were guilty.
Okay.
They were found guilty.
It was those pre-pardons, Coach.
Whether you're guilty or not, we're commuting your sentence.
I'm sorry, Coach, for me to jump in here. It wasn't about the pardons. It was those pre-pardons. What do they call them? Those are the ones that the Supreme Court said, by accepting one of them, you have admitted your guilt.
Oh, gotcha, Dale. Thank you, Dale. Because everyone that Donald Trump granted relief to was found guilty. They all were. Now, the elected officials who Biden pardoned, they never said they were guilty. And then by them accepting it without the judgment of a court, without them accepting it, according to our law, it's admission of guilt. Vinny, difference in those two scenarios. Go ahead, Vinny.
Perfect, Coach. Perfect. Why all this stuff is happening, Coach? Because they got our belief system all wrong. It's all twisted. Think about this. Mr. Zero will appreciate this. Why is there no Freemasonry in Russia? Well, the reason is because Russians play werewolf and we don't know what it is. I put a video in the chat, Coach. It's 1 minute, if you got time for it. It'll show you exactly how the secret societies get away with their garbage each and every time. We don't believe in evil.
Play that, Spencer, if you can. I'm sorry. It's Jonathan this morning. Go up.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
They make opinions. They do not make law. Let's not forget that.
That's right.
They make opinions.
They do not make law. Okay, I haven't seen this. This is straight from Vinny. Let's see what it is. Go ahead, Johnny, play that.
Have you ever heard of a game called Werewolf?
No.
Everyone gets a piece of paper. It's either got villager written on it.
Slow down, Johnny, if you can. Start again, put it at regular speed. Sorry, buddy. This is from Vinny.
Have you ever heard of a game called Werewolf?
No.
Everyone gets a piece of paper. It's either got villager written on it, but two have the word werewolf. Someone runs the game to make sure no one's cheating, and they go, okay, it's nighttime, everyone close your eyes. Werewolves choose someone to kill, and the werewolves go. They say, okay, everyone close your eyes, it's morning time, open them again. During the night, Francis was killed. There's then a conversation, and this is where it gets interesting, between all the villagers and the two werewolves over who the werewolves are. Then at the end of the day, the villagers have to decide who they're going to kill, and they say, well, we're going to kill Constantine. It's revealed by the person running the game, I'm afraid Constantine was a villager. And the game continues. The villagers win the game if they kill both werewolves. The werewolves win the game if they kill all but two villagers. And the werewolves usually win. The game was invented by a student of sociology in Russia who wanted to prove his thesis that an uninformed majority will always lose a battle of information against an informed minority. So that just shows when you have hidden information, you can completely manipulate a large group of people.
That's talking about getting into the Masonic realm. I'm with you on all that one. We ain't going to dive into that sucker today, but I'm with you. Joe Allen, come on in.
yesterday, we all have our favorite moments. Some of us were listening very intently. One moment that I wanted to express that showed me what Trump was is at the end when he signed the release for those J6ers, he explained to the people in that room, it might take a couple weeks, it might take a couple months. That's how some of these things happen, to release them. He said, no. He said, I want this taken care of now before the end of the signing of these papers. So he warned them and told them ahead of time.
These promise people made, promise delivered, right?
Right. Promise they made, will be released now. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm sending you something, John, you can pull up there when you get a chance. I just sent Jeff Klein, come on in.
Coach, my favorite moment of Inauguration Day is when I got the definite word that my pastor is being booted out of prison at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
I sit there and text people and call people. Man, I was getting hold of some of the
truth. He's in prison?
Yeah. And, you know, I'll take a minute here and just share. Like you said a little bit ago, you looked out your driveway. You're thinking every day, are they coming? Are they coming?
Yep.
I went through that. I had so many people telling me, oh, JC, you need to tone it down. You just need to be quiet. They're going to come after you. You wouldn't believe how many hundreds of people.
Smite the shepherd and the sheep will scatter.
Yeah. So I go through all this. I'm thinking back on this as we go through it. And, you know, I look at it. I spent 20 years with that man. 20 years. I know him better than just about anybody. Me and Ricky Miller, we were by his side for 20 years. So I spent 4 hours at J6 building with him. I knew everything he said and did with him the whole time. And the lies this government said about him, and then never being asked any questions by the attorneys.
And the lies that Christians believed about him. Go ahead.
Yeah. 140 pastors in Knox County and probably 100 in Shopton County. He told me before it all really went down, got hot and heavy, only three pastors reached out to him, three or four.
Bill Dunphy's in jail? I didn't know Bill Dunphy's in jail.
So I go through all this, and he comes every once in a while, talks to me at the car lot. He calls me, texts me, keeps me up on everything that's going down, and I'm just livid. So I'm selling Trump hats and flags at my car lot. I got a big display out there. I got the picture of us, our group picture with the Oath Keepers in my office window. It's been there since we came back for 4 years. That thing has been in my window, my office, and people are just amazed at it. So I sell all these Trump hats and flags every day for 6 months or whatever, $10,000 worth. And every individual that comes onto my car, like you're talking hundreds and hundreds of people, I told them this story about the pastor being arrested. It's an FBI agent, blah, blah, blah. And then a lot of them can't believe it. But I had a lot of them say, oh, you probably ought to just be quiet. I said, you know what? I don't give a shit. They said, well, they might come after you. I said, I don't care. They come after me. I'm going to play it up. You know what I mean? I'm going to refuse to go. It's unconstitutional. Tase me, whatever you got to do. I don't give a crap. It's the only way to get the information out. Don't go quietly. But, you know, I watched him lose $150,000, the lies, and he spent 4 months in prison. And I just can't wait to grab a hold of him, give him a big old bear hug, and say, brother, I still love you. You're still my pastor.
The justice system is rigged, folks. The justice system is rigged. Bless you, Jeff. I know what you feel. I just threw this up on the screen. In my humble opinion, it's baffling to even have this conversation. But this is the world we live in, where we have servants who become masters and masters who are above the supreme law of the land. Preemptive pardons are not a legitimate act. They are political posturing. Pardons are not what most people think. Pardons are not papers for full forgiveness. Pardons are the answer to a conviction and are like get out of jail free cards. Pardons do not remove ability to prosecute. They only restore certain civil rights after the prosecution. POTUS, Joe Biden, cannot constitutionally pardon a conviction.
Because he wasn't even the president.
because there is nothing to trigger the pardon. What is he pardoning them of? A pardon is literally written to include the crime, the sentence, and the case number, federal case number. Without this information, there is no real pardon. It's all smoke and mirrors. All smoke and mirrors. Dale, come on in. God bless you. Dale went all the way out there. Then they changed the venue. And then he couldn't. God bless you, Dale, for going. I know you had a great time.
Oh yeah, Coach, we did, and you know that's I'm glad you started with that. A preemptive pardon is unconstitutional. You can only pardon somebody who's been convicted of a crime. Now, yeah. Bevelyn Beatty also got pardoned yesterday. So there has to be the pro-life ones coming. I'm imagining real soon, especially.
I'm sorry, Dale. Hang on. Pull up number three so they know who you're talking about. Bevelyn Beatty was pardoned as well yesterday. We need to put pressure on them to get Cal Zastro, get those folks out of jail. Go ahead, Dale.
Well, wouldn't it just make sense, Coach, that they have the March for Life up there in 2 days, that's when he signs those pardons also? Although I agree, he should have pardoned him yesterday. So here's a couple other things. You know, is it coincidence? Cecil Richards, right, the former Planned Parenthood president, died yesterday. Cecilia Richards died yesterday. Yep. Of an aggressive cancer the day President Donald Trump is sworn in. Also, not only did they shut down that thing for those border people, the government had the reproductive rights abortion link for the government was also pulled and shut down yesterday. And yes, I watched.
It became the official policy of the United States government that men are men and women are women.
And all of those military people are getting back pay. I'm telling you, Coach, I think I was wondering while he was leading up to this. I'm like, man, this is not the Donald Trump that I knew in 2016. He was just not saying. And when it came and when that thing was done, he came out and the Lord says, and I will prepare a table in the presence of your enemy. What he did to Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, the Bushes, and the everybody that was in that stand sitting right next to him, he slaughtered them all. Coach, it was an absolute awesome time of being up there. The atmosphere up there was incredible. We enjoyed it. Lots of pictures, lots of fun. And we drove straight through and we got home late last night.
Okay, so Jack, I know Jack's out there. Kevin, I'll be right with you. Rochelle, hang on. Hey, Jack, maybe you can help me out there, Jack. Maybe you can help me. They're going to give all those guys back pay, and we're all clapping and applauding. But hey, who pays for that? Who pays for all that back pay for work they didn't do? Why? That'd be me. You. What? I got to pay for back pay for people who didn't work because they were unjustly fired? Fauci's got to pay for him. The elected officials got to pay for him out of their own damn pocket. I don't have to pay for it. Back pay. Oh, yeah, back pay. I pay enough taxes. What do you mean I got to pay them? I got to pay them for not working? By the way, I think
he gets back pay. He's using the money the way he just fired a lot of people in D.C. I think he's using that money.
Right. Huh? Bill Dunphy's in jail? Huh? Golly. Kevin, come on in.
And Biden on his family wrote pardons for them all the way back to January of 2014.
Wonder why he went clear back there. What do you suppose he went clear back there, Kevin? Would that have been lining his pockets with the Chinese? Is that when that would have been?
And Ukrainians. Yeah. I mean, he's been doing it all along. So actually, a pardon cannot supersede. A pardon cannot supersede treason.
That's right. That's right. Treason, man. There ain't no pardon for treason. By the way, again, how can you pardon somebody if you don't know what they did? Okay, how do you do that? Rochelle.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can, dear. Yes, good to hear you.
Wonderful. Okay, so let me just say this. I am really super happy that these people who have been locked up for the past 3-4 years are home with their families. Amen. Okay. But I just want to correct the record on just one thing, because President Trump could have granted them a pardon. Andrew Jackson, remember the Civil War? Andrew mm-hmm. Johnson granted a blanket pardon to all who participated in the Civil War Rebellion on December 25th, 1868. This pardon was issued through Proclamation 179. So Trump could have said, anybody I invited out here to come here and rally on my behalf has a pardon. He could have done that. And that's my frustration with some things. We are told one thing and the truth is another. And I just wanted to set the record straight that they could have been pardoned on January 7th, 4 years ago. Thank you.
Okay. See, again, I don't want a pardon. I didn't do anything. Right? I get you. I get you. Jack on in.
Yeah. There's a just case to be made for taking from the criminals and giving to the arrested. So
Fauci ought to pay it, Jack, not me. Why do I have that's to right. pay?
Biden, Pelosi, Cheney, Bush, Clinton, their money should be confiscated and given to all these people.
That's the way I see it. They should be on the, hey folks, if we get to the point where our elected officials can be sued, maybe they'll start behaving a little bit, right? Maybe they will. Laura Ann.
Good morning. That's kind of like the lane that I was going to go down. That now that Biden admitted that they were guilty, right, because all of a sudden they have to be pardoned all the way back to, like, this point, well, then you could probably go to the prior years before that and find more evidence. And since he's already said that they were guilty, including Milley, because Milley took the pardon, which meant he was guilty, but it doesn't mean that it won't indicate that there's other areas that they can get. Because this is all, if you're watching and you're listening with your eyes, not with your ears and not with your judgment, you listen to the evidence that they're presenting before you. And then you can go, and yesterday, I love Carrie Underwood. She's the classiest, most beautiful artist. She just rocked it yesterday. But we watched President Trump.
For those who don't know, Carrie Underwood was singing what? God Bless America. Is that what it was? I can't remember.
Yeah.
And the PA wasn't working. The music wasn't working. The music couldn't get the music to work. And she just sang it a cappella. Never missed a beat.
Yeah, and you know what was cool about that, Coach, is the look on her face was like, yeah, okay, I got this. And then you got Harris in the back who couldn't even choke out the lyrics to the song. And she's like, you all, something to the effect of, y'all know the words to the song. Why don't you join in with me?
Yes,
and everybody in that room was singing. And that was what the music that you heard in the back. And what was amazing for me was watching Donald Trump be a businessman. Because since it's a corporation, you watched him, like he said, now I know what I'm doing. Now I have this. And he took over like a president of a company that he just acquired, and now watch the fireworks happen. And we can thank the Almighty God for it. And how they're doing this, because there's evidence that they have that they can't share right now with the regular public that they have. So you're going to see things happen coming in the future. And as a response to what Rochelle said, if he released them on January 7th, they hadn't been really found guilty yet. And it was only one day. So you can't. So now since they were already found guilty, now Trump's like, hey, you know what? They're free. They can't be used against them. And let's make this happen.
Spencer, Jonathan, thank you, dear. Bring up number two again. Bring up number two. Friends, these guys are guilty of treason. You understand it? Hang on a second. Johnny, go to the U.S. code somewhere and find out what's the definition of treason. Do you understand these experts, these 50 experts? Do you understand? They changed an election. Do you understand it? Do you understand?
Military tribunal.
Huh? They over. We can't just say, oh, your clearance is now canceled. Treason is a crime of betraying one's country, typically by acts that are considered dangerous to national security, such as levying war against the government or giving aid and comfort to its enemies. In the United States, the Constitution restrictively defines treason as levying war against the country or adhering to its enemies, providing aid and comfort to them. This definition requires a testimony of two witnesses to a treasonous act for conviction. Hey, folks, how many witnesses do we have that these guys said that the Hunter Biden laptop was disinformation? How many witnesses are there? Million? 10 million? 20 million? How many? How many? How many? Right? Oh, but we're not going to do anything about it because, oh, come on, we're Christians. We have to forgive them. And, oh, Jesus loves them. And right? Huh? Can I tell you this as kindly as I can? They need to receive Christ as their Savior, repent of their sins, and hang. I'm sorry. Do you have any idea the lives those people destroyed? Any idea?
Amen.
They destroyed lives. And how can we give them, pardon them for doing it? Hell, they didn't. Hey, Biden, they didn't do it to you. How can you pardon them? They did it to me. They did it to my friends. How can you pardon them for something they did to me? Wake up, Craig.
Who knows the mind of God and how the Lord works through events and people? Psalm 21 might be a good thing to read today. And it's not necessarily, it's really a psalm about David. But the thing is here, Coach, on January 22nd, 1973, the Supreme Court approved abortion as a national policy.
Treason.
And it was taken down 50 years later, okay? On January 22nd, 1974, it was the first pro-life march. They all alluded to that. And look how many years there had to be prayer about something that took 50 years to overturn. Bill Dumfries' trial began, and Myra, myself, and Steve Deck went to it on January 22nd last year. Within 1 year from his trial, he's released. I believe that goes to the workings of God amongst men. And I just believe that we still need to be in prayer. We need to be humble, and we need to really ponder this one point. Before the judgment of God comes, exposure. And what I believe Biden and all these others have done what for Mordecai and I believe it's, I can't remember his name now, Haman. Remember, he made the gallows, and he ended up becoming the one that hung on the gallows in the story of Esther. So,
amen. Hey, friends, justice is the Lord's idea. Justice is God's idea. Mercy follows justice. Justice is the Lord's idea. Bill Dunphy deserves justice. Everybody impacted by it deserves justice. Oh, well, let's give them back pay. Raise your taxes, create inflation, print more money, and then we'll give them back pay. That's the way they always do it. They love to give away your money, create justice with your money. My money. I want Fauci to give his money. I want, what's that guy's name? Chuck Schumer, give his money. I want John Cypher, Nick Shapiro, Stephen Slick, give their money. Dave Allison or Sherry.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Yeah, praise the Lord. The Trump administration can fire every one of the federal judges that sat over the J6 trials.
Oh, yes.
And not only can he fire them, but then they can be sued for their violation of their oath of office. Take away, not only take away their job, take away their pension, and put them behind bars. I'll be happy to drive to D.C., and watch that trial when the judge who said about Bill Dunphy. What kind of pastor would do this? Right. I'm waiting for the jury to, as him stand in front of a jury, and the prosecutor say, what kind of judge would send a pastor to prison for exercising his First Amendment?
Amen, Dave. Amen, Dave. Huh? Oh, Dave, we got to forgive him. Jesus would forgive him. We have to forgive him too. Yeah, I forgive him. Pay the price, man. Pay your price. Justice. Randy.
Coach, I want to build on what Craig said. I'm not too sure. I don't know God's mind exactly, but I'm not too sure when Pastor Bill, a righteous man, a man of God, was put in there innocently, that at that moment, and we reinforce it with prayer, the effectual fervent prayer of righteous people availeth much. But Coach, I'm not sure that God didn't put Bill in there just so he could release all of the many other people who maybe didn't have that position.
I'm with you. I couldn't agree more.
I'm pretty sure, Coach, that God said, no, you ain't keeping this guy, but just for a certain amount of time. He can't stay. I will cover him, and I will return the evil on the heads of those that have done this. Coach, We got to see Psalm 94, 20 through 23. We have to see that word of God coming back, not being void, but coming back and returning and doing what it was accomplished to do. And Psalm 94, 20 through 23, Coach, it's justice. We need to know that scripture.
Well, Bill Dunphy ought to be lined up in a church every Sunday in America to go explain what happened to him.
Amen.
He ought to be in a pulpit every Sunday explaining what happened to him.
Amen.
That's right. Are they going to have him in there? Bill Dunphy's in jail. What? Unbelievable. Craig.
Well, today is the 21st, Coach, and maybe you could read Psalm 21. I think it's very applicable, if you would.
Psalm 21. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord. Who shall? The king. The king shall. In thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. Who? The king. Why? Because the king should want justice. We want justice and liberty and freedom. The king should rejoice in that. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and thou hast not withholding the request of his lips, Selah. For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked life of thee, and you gave it to him, and even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceedingly glad with thy countenance. For the king trusted in the Lord. And so through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, but the fire shall devour them. Their fruits shall thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back when they shall make ready thine arrows upon the strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thy own strength. So will we sing and praise thy power. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Jeff.
Coach, if you remember about 2 months ago, I had that political group over in Sunbury invited me over to that church. They meet once a month for years, and they've been out knocking doors and trying to get, they did their best to get Trump elected. Boy, they hammered it. There was a senator there that night, a state rep there that night, and they let me speak first and let me put the pictures up of J6 and Pastor Bill and us. And I got to speak for about 25, 30 minutes.
Quickly, 30 seconds, Jeff, quickly.
And believe it or not, they said that was the best meeting we've ever had in years. And they called me yesterday and said, listen, March 11th, we got another meeting. We want Pastor Bill to come speak to all of us at the church. I said,
yeah, he's going to be on a speaking tour like we ain't never seen, right? Huh? Huh? Now's the time, baby. Now's our time. We have been called into the kingdom for such a time as this. Let justice roll down like a mighty river. See you tomorrow.
Amen.